Mindfulness as a practice has roots in Eastern religions, particularly Buddhism and Hinduism. Historically, it can also be found in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Mindfulness and the practice of yoga are linked, both historically and presently, as both require the awareness of one's own body. Like yoga, nowadays mindfulness can be spiritual in nature, or it can be practiced without subscribing to any religion. Mindfulness as a modern-day secular practice was brought to the West by Jon Kabat-Zinn. Kabat-Zinn developed a process called mindfulness-based stress reduction that uses the mindfulness practice seen in Buddhism and Hinduism to alleviate stress for any individual, no matter what religion they are. Mindfulness-based stress reduction has had a massive influence on clinical therapy and the field of positive psychology in general. Mindfulness has been shown to be effective in increasing a person's well-being alone and also when combined with other positive psychology strategies, hence why we included it in this workbook. So what is mindfulness? Let's break down the word itself. Mindfulness. The mind is fully aware of what is happening and what you are doing. The practice of mindfulness involves bringing your attention to whatever is immediately happening to you or within you. It means to be fully aware of your environment, but in a way that brings peace and calm rather than feelings of being overwhelmed. Let's take a moment to consider a time when mindfulness may help you. In the last section, we discussed how social comparison can have negative impacts and can cause stress. Let's think about a scenario where you are comparing yourself to another person. You start to feel anxious. We've all been nervous before, so hopefully you can put yourself in this place. Maybe you are sweating, your heart is racing, or you start to feel like you are out of control in your own body. By practicing mindfulness, you start to calm the racing mind to focus on the immediate things around you. You bring your awareness to your stomach, where you are feeling the most physical manifestation of the anxiety, and you notice that it is in knots. You focus on relaxing your body and unclenching your fists, which you didn't realize were clenched in the first place. You realize you are breathing heavily and work on slowing your breath. You feel the chair under you and feel more grounded. As you do this, you realize you are safe and that the anxiety response is not needed in this moment. Realizing this slows your body's stress response and allows it to calm down. The wonderful thing about mindfulness is that with practice, it can be done quickly, in the moment, and without anyone knowing you are doing it. For this reason, mindfulness is often practiced by emergency responders to help clear their heads before arriving on the scene. However, as a student, you are also going to be presented with many situations where mindfulness can be used. We hope that you learned something through the mindful practices on this page.